Hi, my name is Lillian Nejad. Welcome back to this course about overcoming insomnia. In Lesson 7, you learned how to use relaxation techniques to improve your sleep. Lesson 8 is about natural remedies for sleep. Natural remedies generally include things that you can eat, drink, and smell, and I'll be including the most commonly used sleeping aids in this section. Before I start, I want you to know that the scientific evidence on these natural sleeping aids are currently lacking. There is low-level evidence at best about most of the natural sleeping aids discussed in this segment, and there are currently no clear findings about the effects of their long-term use. However, since these natural remedies are already being used by many people, and there is definitely a high demand for natural methods to relieve problems like insomnia, I decided to include a section about them. Although the science is currently unclear or inconclusive regarding the effectiveness of natural sleeping remedies, that doesn't mean that one won't work for you. For instance, I have found magnesium helpful for my sleep, and my husband believes that taking vitamin D in the morning helps him sleep better at night. It could be the placebo effect, but it could also be that everyone is different and everyone's body reacts differently. And as long as it's safe to do so, then do whatever works for you. Just remember that because there have not been many studies conducted on the effectiveness or the long-term use of natural sleep remedies, you should proceed with caution and not use them as your first-line strategy to improve your sleep. Make sure also that you're using these natural sleeping aids under the supervision of your doctor. They may be inappropriate for you due to your age, your current physical condition, or they may interfere with other medications you are currently taking or have unexpected side effects. The first natural sleeping aid is melatonin. You may be surprised to hear that melatonin, a very widely used supplement, has shown only modest results in research so far. It's also not technically a natural sleeping aid, as it is a synthetic supplement that mimics a naturally occurring hormone in your body. Melatonin is a substance that is involved in your sleep-wake cycle. This hormone is affected by the time of day and exposure to light, increasing at night to assist with sleep onset and decreasing at sunrise to elicit wakefulness. Melatonin production declines as you age, which may account for some of the sleeping difficulties encountered by older adults and the elderly. Synthetic melatonin is now available as an over-the-counter dietary supplement. Some studies have found that melatonin is useful for temporary insomnia caused by jet lag. It can be useful for shift workers as a way of inducing sleep during the daytime. And it can reduce the time it takes to fall asleep, and it can increase the total amount of sleep. But as I mentioned previously, the evidence supporting the use of melatonin for insomnia is modest at best. Some studies show that melatonin may help with symptoms associated with insomnia, while other studies show no benefit at all. Melatonin should only be taken under the care and supervision of your doctor or sleep specialist to advise of the correct dosage and time of day to take the supplement, as well as to monitor any side effects. Synthetic melatonin may also interfere with other medications you are taking, so please proceed with caution. Valerian root. Valerian is a widely used natural sleep aid that can be brewed as a tea or taken as a supplement. Valerian is considered a relaxant and is also used to reduce anxiety. Clinical trials of valerian have had inconsistent results for insomnia, and most studies have relied on subjective self-report rather than objective measures of sleep. For those who have seen improvement, it can take a few weeks to take effect. Generally, valerian is considered safe, but it does have side effects, so seek advice from your doctor. Magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral involved in hundreds of processes in the human body. It's important for brain function and heart health, and it plays a part in regulating muscle and nerve function and blood sugar levels. Studies have shown that it can have a relaxing effect because it helps regulate the production of melatonin. Also, a lack of magnesium has been shown to lead to sleeping problems in some studies. You can ingest magnesium safely by eating the following foods: legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and green leafy vegetables like spinach, fortified breakfast cereals and other fortified foods, and milk, yogurt, and some other milk products. Check with your doctor before taking magnesium supplements. Magnesium can interact with many different medications, and too much of it can cause serious health issues. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential for your health as it plays a role in immune function, bone health, cancer prevention, and it turns out, sleep. A recent study showed that there's an association between low serum levels of vitamin D and sleep problems and disorders. Studies have shown that people with vitamin D deficiency report poor sleep quality, daytime sleepiness, and short sleep duration. The natural way to increase vitamin D serum levels is through sun exposure, but with many of us staying inside and with the use of sunscreen outside, our bodies often don't produce the recommended amount. Supplements are often necessary to improve vitamin D levels. There are not enough studies yet to show that taking vitamin D supplements assists with sleeping problems. However, preliminary findings are promising, showing an increase in sleep duration and quality in people with sleep disorders. Whether or not supplements will assist with your sleeping problem, low vitamin D levels can have a negative impact on your health and well-being, so make an appointment with your doctor to ensure that you are not vitamin D deficient. Lavender. Lavender is a plant that is used as an aromatherapy to aid with inducing a relaxed state of mind and assist with sleep. Studies have shown that smelling lavender oil before bed can have a soothing effect and assist with improving the quality and duration of sleep. There are no rigorous studies that provide good evidence for aromatherapy or for lavender specifically assisting with sleep, but there is no harm in trying. Stick to aromatherapy rather than lavender supplements, which have been linked to unpleasant side effects like nausea and stomach pain. Drinking tea. Certain teas, particularly chamomile, passion flower, valerian, and other teas that contain combinations of these and other natural remedies, are touted to promote relaxation and assist with sleep. Clinical trials have not shown any significant effects on sleep of specific teas, alone or in combination. However, it poses no significant safety issues, so they're worth a try. If drinking tea helps you relax and unwind as part of your nightly routine, then it can be helpful. Warm milk. It's a long-held belief that warm milk assists with sleep. There may be a scientific reason that it stimulates a chemical in the brain called tryptophan that is associated with falling asleep. Almond milk is considered another potentially helpful alternative because it contains both calcium and magnesium and can stimulate the production of melatonin. Sleep-inducing snacks. Certain foods are considered sleep-inducing because they contain chemicals involved in triggering sleepiness. A light snack 30 minutes before bedtime is recommended. Foods include whole grain crackers or dry biscuits, sunflower seeds, bananas, almonds, a tablespoon of peanut butter, and cherries, which is the only food that actually contains melatonin. We have now come to the end of Lesson 8. Now remember, many more rigorous studies are needed before melatonin or any other supplement can be considered effective and safe for long-term use. If you are taking or thinking about taking any supplements, make sure you consult your doctor to ensure your safety and to help maximize their effectiveness in your overall plan to improve your sleep. You are encouraged to try sleep-inducing foods and drinks that pose no safety risks, like warm milk and chamomile tea and cherries. You never know what will work for you. And make sure you see your doctor regularly and get your vitamin D levels checked. I hope the strategies discussed so far have helped you get more sleep, but you may feel like you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. Lesson 9 is about what to do if you've tried the strategies discussed so far and you're still not getting enough sleep. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon.